COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hey guys, it's Nikki from Los Angeles, California, and it's 3 a.m., so if I sound tired or you think I'm drunk, I'm not. I'm just tired and crazy. Okay, so I'm calling in because I wanted to talk about the negativity connected to both of my parents, but mainly my dad. So I don't talk to my dad. I haven't spoken to him in a long while, and it's all for good reason, but basically living with him was just weird. When he was married to my mom and, you know, living all together as a family at my mom's house, whenever he was mad, poltergeist activity would happen. Like doorknobs would rattle, like violently, and then doors would slam violently, and you know, faces would appear in pictures, stuff like that. That's just like the best I could describe it. But basically, there was this one time when they were going through their messy, messy divorce, and I was sitting on the couch, and I was there to make sure that nothing happened, because my dad had a bad habit of trying to start stuff with my mom, but he would do it when she was alone, but if I were there, he wouldn't do it, of course. But basically I was just there and just in case he tried. And when he closed the door, they had gotten to an argument earlier in the day. And when he was leaving to go to quote-unquote work, he had closed the door, but he closed it softly, didn't slam it or anything, closed it normally, and my mom had these sconces on the wall, and one of them just flew off, but I saw it from the corner of my eye, like, moving. But I was too fixated on him because I wanted to ask my mom what happened. I wanted to wait for him to close the door. But in the corner of my eye, I had saw the thing, the sconce, moving on the wall. And then when he closed it is when it just got thrown down. It got thrown down off of the wall. And it fell on one of my mom's coffee tables, and we both stood there and was like, what the heck, you know? And we're both wide-eyed and tripping out because we're like, well, did that just happen in front of our face, you know? And I get up and I told her it's probably broken now, and I grab it and it was not broken, and that's a trippy thing about it. It didn't break, but it got thrown down really, really hard. And then when I looked at the wall to see if the, you know, I was like, oh, maybe the nail gave out. Because, you know, you don't want to go towards, you know, paranormal right away. When I looked at the wall, the nail was still in the wall. And I felt it, and it was like, in there, you know. It wasn't, like, loose or anything like that. So I hung it back up, and she looked at me, and she was like, you know, your dad's really negative. And I said, yeah. And, you know, stuff like that happened till he moved out. With my mom, it was more of like she had a evil spirit attached to her, or negative, sad energy or spirit, something attached to her, because like we had the worst luck. Like we had very bad luck as a family. And I know that, like, you know, like, we could never catch a break, basically. And, like, it's just weird, like, thinking back. But, you know, a lot of the stuff was just, like, really bizarre, really weird, really strange. And, like, with her, it was just more of, like, creepy, like, intentional stuff, you know? Like, it wasn't, like, the poltergeist stuff that was, like, in your face, you know, like, with my dad. It was, with my mom, it was more, like, you'd be having a normal day, and then next thing you knew, like, you know, your phone's missing, and you're, like, wait, I just put it down on the table, and you're just, like, okay, where is it? And you go, and you look, and you're looking, and you can't find it, and then you just, you know, forget it, I'm just gonna call it, and you call it, and it's, like, on top of a Bible, you know, it's, like, stuff like that, or, things found in a weird place, and stuff like that. Like, it was just creepy stuff, whispers, name-calling with her. I remember there was one day where I was out with my boyfriend, and my mom called me, and she's, like, hey. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, where are you at? I'm like, I'm at the movies. And she's like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I'm leaving the movies. We're going to go get food. Why? What's going on? She's like, so I don't know if I'm crazy, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, well, what happened? She's like, but I was in my room and I was watching TV and I heard you laughing in the living room. So I got up, you know, to go see if maybe you forgot your key or something and you were just laughing. But I there's nobody there. And I'm by myself. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah. So that creeped me out. And she said that she would hear me a lot. And sometime, there's one time where she barged in on me in the shower. And I was like, what do you want? And she's like, when did you get in here? I'm like, I've been in here for like 30 minutes. And she's like, you weren't in the living room? You weren't? She's like, you weren't in the kitchen? I'm like, no. She's like, okay, because I heard you laughing in the kitchen. And I'm like, no, that was not me. I don't know who that was. And it was just really weird. And, you know, it was just stuff like that. And ever since I moved out, you know, I have not experienced anything. And I believe that it was them, that it was her and that house. Because every house we moved into, it's just weird things would happen. Weird things. I can't even begin to tell you. But I believe that something was attached to both of them. And, you know, I haven't experienced anything. Like, I moved out, nothing. And the thing that I used to experience all the time, every day, every night when I'd go to bed, is somebody stroking my hair. Like, somebody would be just caressing my hair when I'd be going to sleep. And I haven't felt that since I moved out. And it's just crazy to think that it was connected to them. But that's my story. I can go in a lot more into a lot more detail, but we'd be here like all day, you know. But you know, I love you guys. You guys have just an awesome podcast, favorite podcast of all time. I've listened to you guys since the beginning. You know, this is like therapy for the paranormally tormented, you know, like I was tormented as a kid with weird shit all the time, and this is just therapy, you know. I just gotta let it out, you know, like if you share it, cool, if not, I don't care, because I just gotta put it out there, you know. But thank you guys. Have a good night.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Coda Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.